Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Duncan Aviation Straight Talk podcast. We have started a new series where each episode we get a glimpse of what it's like to work in different departments at Duncan Aviation. My name is Eric Anderson, and today I'm joined by NDT crew leader Ray Wieselmeyer. Ray, thanks for being here today.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me today.
So let's start from the top. How long have you been at Duncan Aviation, and why did you choose to work here?
I've been with Duncan Aviation for 20 years now, and I choose to be here because of the reputation that Duncan has, and the culture is unlike any other. Everybody's always really impressed when they come here and see our facility, and just really enjoy the people and the professionalism that everybody has, and a genuine interest in aviation.
You said you've been here for 20 years now. What different positions have you held?
I've always been with the non-destructive testing team. We started out when I started in Lincoln, we were also doing wheel overhauls and tire changes. But after, I think in 2006, we gave that up to and developed a wheel and brake team, and then we just support them. So kind of different, wearing different hats over the years, but mostly generally NDT.
So what does your background look like prior to coming to Duncan Aviation?
Growing up, I grew up in Friend, Nebraska, and I worked a lot of times in the cornfields, just like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. That's Nebraska for you.
Yeah, certainly. And I really wanted to find something that, you know, had a big interest in. And I found that to be non-destructive testing. When I first pursued that, I went through a Milford Southeast Community College. After graduating in the non-destructive testing program, I was hired on by Hamilton Sunstrand in Denver and worked there for a couple of years, and then came back to Nebraska and found that Duncan Aviation had a position open for the non-destructive testing team. And I applied and got lucky enough and hired on there, and been here since then.
Yeah, so your background really comes from NDT and not necessarily the aviation side of things.
Correct. When I was in college, I also did some co-op work. I worked in a nuclear power plant doing non-destructive testing, and I also worked on the railroad doing rail inspection with ultrasonics.
Awesome. So you have extensive experience in NDT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really rewarding field to be in.
Absolutely. So for those of us who don't know anything about NDT, I know we've mentioned it a few times, can you explain what exactly that is and why it's so important?
Sure thing. Yeah. What we do is basically inspect different components or on the fuselage, wings, landing gear, inspecting with four different methods to ensure that everything is, the quality is there. There's no cracks or corrosion or anything like that. And the four methods that we use are fluorescent penetrant, magnetic particle inspection, ultrasonics, and eddy current inspection.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
Generally speaking, we don't know exactly what entirely we're going to be doing that day that we're driving into work. A lot of times we do know what we're doing if say there's a plane that has a called out inspection, a routine inspection that a certain part of the aircraft needs looked at after so many hours or so many landings. That's what we know that we have to inspect. The things that we don't know when an aircraft comes in is what the mechanics may find when they're doing their visual inspections. And then they might call us and to assist them in finding if there's cracks, corrosion, things like that. Also, our customers that are in their facilities might find something too and ask us to come to their facility and do the inspections to assist them, which happens quite a bit.
Yeah, so you don't do the inspections just at our facilities. You can travel all over, like you just said. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, we, some days you'll might get a phone call saying, hey, can you be up in Seattle tomorrow or in Vegas in 2 days? And we can definitely do that.
I think it's fair to say that, you know, like you said, no day is ever the same. Driving into work, you really don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm, definitely. That's part of the excitement, too, of working here at Duncan Aviation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it's fair to say that for, you know, most positions here.
Definitely.
So what's your favorite part about being on the NDT team at Duncan Aviation?
I think the versatility, the culture of the team, the backgrounds that everybody on the team has. We've had people that had previously worked for other like aircraft manufacturers, and they can bring that knowledge to our team and share that as well. Also, it's really good to have good quality people on the team. If I even have questions that I can go to and ask them what they think, what their opinion is of what we're finding. And that's really valuable to have on a team.
So do you have any advice for someone who's considering a career at Duncan Aviation?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, find your passion, find what you're interested in, to pursue that. There's one of the great things about Duncan Aviation is you can, you know, almost go up to anybody here and ask them their background, and you can definitely tell their passion, their experiences that led them here. Sometimes it might be a military background, or it might be their dad would take them flying on the weekends, and it's really interesting to hear everybody's, you know, background that led them here.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're a great example how you came in here with an NDT background. So you don't necessarily have to have that aviation specific experience to work on the NDT team at Duncan Aviation.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. I was one of those kids, just like, you know, all the rest of us, that, you know, would see an airplane flying overhead and you'd always have to watch it, you know, just in amazement. And, it's kind of, you know, very rewarding to get to see the incredible aircraft that we are, you know, gifted to see, and, you know, the paint jobs that are out there. It's just a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's one thing to see a plane flying overhead, but it's a whole nother thing to see a hangar full of these jets. You know, it just gives you a whole different perspective, like you said.
Definitely. It's just it's kind of like a mountain view. It just doesn't get old.
Yep, exactly. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, Ray. Thank you for giving us a glimpse of what it's like being an NDT crew leader at Duncan Aviation. If you guys want to learn more about Duncan Aviation or apply for a position, please visit our website at duncanaviation.aero/careers and follow us on social media. Thanks, everyone.